KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's 26 degrees and partly cloudy in Atlantic. We look for partly cloudy skies today with a high in the low to mid-30s. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A Council Bluffs man accused of abusing his special needs son has reached a plea agreement with federal prosecutors on charges that he committed Social Security fraud. The Daily Nonpareil reports 43-year-old James Beyer pleaded guilty to Social Security theft, a charge that carries a maximum sentence of 5 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. In April of 2011, Beyer became the payee for Social Security payments to his son. As part of the plea deal, Beyer admitted that he did not use all the money for the benefit of his son, cheating the 21-year-old out of almost $17,000. Sentencing in the matter is scheduled for January 26th in federal court. Beyer, along with his wife Rebecca and stepson Ryan Smith, were arrested in June of last year on suspicion of first-degree kidnapping for alleged abuse against Beyer's then 20-year-old developmentally delayed son. Rebecca Beyer was also charged with willful injury causing serious injury stemming from the abuse, including charges that she would heat forks and spoons on a stove and burn her stepson. Smith accepted a plea deal in May for an aggravated misdemeanor charge. James and Rebecca Beyer are both accused of abusing the man, including keeping him chained inside a detached garage at her Avenue C home in Council Bluffs. James Beyer had been scheduled to face trial yesterday for the state charges, but the matter was continued as prosecutors looked to finish both cases at the same time, according to the Pott County Attorney's Office. The head of Iowa's Homeland Security Division says more than 50 Iowa counties have signed up for a statewide emergency notification system. Mark Schouten, director of the Department of Homeland Security and Emergency Management, said Tuesday that 57 counties are now participating in Alert Iowa. The system was launched in October. A map of the counties included in the Alert Iowa notification system can be found under the news tab at KJAN.com on this same story. In the immediate KJAN listening area, the counties include Cass, Adair, Carroll, Guthrie, Shelby, Harrison, Madison, and Pottawatomie. Residents in counties with the system can sign up for alerts about issues like severe weather. They have a wide range of options for how to receive the information, including phone calls, text messages, or through social media. Counties have local control over how they use the system. Schouten talked about the program during a budget hearing before Governor Terry Branstad. Schouten is seeking $400,000 to continue the program in the next budget year. The Atlantic City Council will meet this evening beginning at 5:30, and during their session at City Hall, the council will act on passing a resolution approving the fiscal year 2015 budget for the Atlantic Municipal Utilities. The city traditionally passes the AMU budget without issue since AMU is accountable to its Utility Board of Trustees. The two principal executives of AMU, Steve Chepkes and Jennifer Satoff, will be present to answer any questions the council may have. The council will also act on approving the first reading of an ordinance pertaining to the mowing of properties. Interim City Administrator John Lund has indicated habitual problems with lawn care have been a burden on the city's financial and human services, and the process outlined in the Iowa Code, which the City of Atlantic adopted, wastes money on certified letters while allowing the problem to become a greater blight. Mayor Dave Jones contacted officials of the city of Creston and learned that their ordinance, which is legal, saves taxpayers money and aggressively deals with blighted lawns. The proposed ordinance was reviewed by the Community Protection Committee on November 12th and passed unanimously with a recommendation for approval by the city council. City Attorney Dave Wiederstein has found everything to be in order as well and prepared the ordinance as presented for the council's review and approval this evening. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will enter into a closed session for the purpose of strategizing over the collective bargaining process with regard to the union representing road and wastewater employees. The current collective bargaining agreement for those employees is scheduled to expire on June 30th. Lund says he's met with union representatives who have already presented their proposed contract agreement to the city, and he's prepared the city's response and a proposal is ready for the union, but the council's input is needed before it is submitted. Iowa Code allows for the City Council to convene in a closed session for strategizing on collective bargaining agreements. The Atlantic Jaycees are requesting the names of individuals or families who could benefit from a delivery of food. Hans Kringle, Atlantic Jaycees president, said food baskets will be delivered after they're put together on Wednesday, December 17th.
We gather together at Hy-Vee and we get some food bags put together with ham or a half a ham, depending on the size of the family. And then they usually get a couple canned goods, a loaf of bread, And we're hoping to throw a couple extra treats in there this year as well.
Nominations of families or persons in need of food during the holiday season are being accepted by the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce or at West Central Incorporated by December 10th.
If you get nominated, we deliver it to your door sometime between 7 and 9:30 on that Wednesday eve, and just bring it right to your door, bring it into your house for you, and let you have a nice meal.
They're also looking for volunteers to help deliver the food boxes.
If you want to help out with this project, you can contact me at 712-249-7817 or send me an email at hans.kringle@yahoo.com.
Additional donations are also appreciated, and they can be sent to the Atlantic JCs at Post Office Box 522, Atlantic, Iowa 50022. That is a check of our news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.